Well, I guess it'd be about time to get this warmed up and going. Now, how be this get to working again?
Press the button.
Which button?
Not that one.
Not this the button. Left. That one.
No. Your other left.
This other one? Which one are you talking about?
I meant the right. But not that big red one. Red button. Just not the big, happy, shiny one.
You mean the one I just pushed?
Yes, for crying out loud. You don't know what you're doing.
I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
Snap that button off. For crying out loud. You just sit here on your patootie. You play with your buttons. I go make coffee.
You do that, but don't slam the door. Well, there, it be a strange, strange day to say to, but I, it, the winds blow strange for this time of the year, and it has all to do with accountants and dates and thingamabobbers on the old calendar. I've been told it has to be a short, it won't be our normal 2 hours. We're going to be shortening the town. The accountant said, we've run out of time because of daylight savings time next week. They say we'll be setting the clocks aback. Or the spring ahead. Fall back, spring ahead. That's what it's supposed to be. You tell everybody else the other way around. Makes it much more fun and fascinating. So next week, we'll be celebrating. We'll be celebrating the, Yes. Daylight savings time. And we also will be celebrating Pi Day. And that's another thing. I be thinking Pi Day be tomorrow, National Pi Day. 3.14, it were. Not 3.4. So, that which we had planned for this evening will be next week. But we'll also be celebrating the, Daylight savings time. It's all confuzzlement, it be confuzzlement. And so because we lose an hour, we have to take an hour from this week so that we have our 2 hours for next week because we overran some time in the past, so we have to compensate for it. It don't make no sense. I'd rather be back in the time machine. But no, we found that disappeared on us. I'm not being sure what it'd be happening, but that's what happened. It's a complete and total confuzzlement. And it be a driving us all. It be. Well, it just ain't right. That's what it be. Just ain't right. We'll have a great show for tonight, and we can figure out what we be doing. And we're so frustrated. Accountants that say you can't be doing this and you can't be doing that. I'm sick and tired. I'm going to get a short plank again and put some of them accountants overboard. But in the meantime, we be dealing with what we be dealing with. And Babushka, playing with the calendars. She's the one that told me that tomorrow be National Pie Day. I should have known better than to listen to her about pies, any kind of cooking. That's where we run into problems. Let's take it right to a proper song. One we haven't played here on the Captain's Quarters before. We'll start it right off with a wonderful love ballad. Charlie Walker with I Wouldn't Take Her to a Dogfight. Welcome back, me mateys. Welcome back. And I hope you're in for a grand treat tonight, even if it only be a short one. And the witching hour will be coming upon us sooner than it should be. But next week it'll come back later? I don't be knowing. They've got it all backwards and upside downers. It's worse than going through one of them thar whirlypools.
My friend, he fixed me up with a girl he said he knew. He guaranteed we'd get along just fine. And when I went to pick her up, I found out what he meant. He knew that strange and weary things were a hobby of mine. And I wouldn't take her to a dog fight or any other place I've ever been. No, I wouldn't take her to a dog fight, not even if she had a chance to win. Curiosity, they say, kill the cat. and I've been the curious sort all of my life. I hung around convinced she didn't really look that bad. She got me drunk, and when I woke up, I had a wife. And I wouldn't take her to a dog fight or any other place I've ever been. No, I wouldn't take her to a dog fight, not even if she had a chance to win. And now the years have passed, and our daughter's in her teens. Her boyfriend comes and hangs around the place. He never takes her anywhere. I don't dare ask him why, 'cause she's the spitting image of her mama in the face. And I wouldn't take her to a dog fight or any other place I've ever been. No, I wouldn't take her to a dog fight, not even if she had a chance to win. I wouldn't take her to a dog fight or any other place I've ever been. No, I wouldn't take her to a dog fight, not even if she had a chance to win. Not even if she had a chance to win.
We are now proud to present a musical interlude with the South Footscray Morse Code Society. They will present, for our listening pleasure, the Beatles hit Obladi Oblada.
Key change.
Did you like the key change? That was schnozzy. Aye, it truly, truly were. Now, that was Scared Weird Little Guys with Morse Code Song. Now, let us be rolling right on over, or rowing on over, to Chris Rock's The Big Piece of Chicken. Not pie, like it was supposed to. I was thinking it might be chicken pot pie, but no, that's next week. It's frustrating. Frustrating, I be saying.
That's right. The kid can't read. That's mama fault. That is mama f***ing fault. Now, if the kid can't read because ain't no lights in the house, that's daddy fault. He got the down. See, see, nobody give a f*** about daddy. There's some real daddies out there. I'm not talking about the guy that just f***ed you and left. F*** him, okay? I'm talking about the real daddies. There's still some mother f***ers out there that handle their business. Motherfuckers want to act like brothers don't handle. There's some brothers that handle their business. But people don't give a f*** about, nobody give a f*** about daddy. Everybody take daddy for granted. Just listen to the radio. Everything's mama. Dear mama, I always love my mama. Mama, mama, mama. What's the daddy song? Papa was a rolling stone. Nobody give up. Nobody appreciates daddy. Now, mama got the roughest job. I ain't gonna front. But come on, at least people appreciate mama. That's right. Every time mama do something right, mama get a compliment. Because women need to hear compliments all the time. Women need food, water, and compliments. That's right. That's right. And an occasional pair of shoes. That's right. Women got to hear it all the time or they lose their mind. And your daddy, make sure you thank your mama for everything. Tell your mama how good the food is. Tell your mama how nice the house look. Tell your mama how her hair look. Did you tell your mama? Tell your mama. You better go in there and tell your mama. That's right. Tell your mama, tell your mama, tell your mama. Nobody ever tells daddy sh**. I'm talking about the real daddy that handle the f***ing business. Nobody ever says, hey, daddy, thanks for knocking out this rent. Hey, daddy, I sure love this hot water. Hey, daddy, this easy to read with all this light. Nobody give a f*** about daddy. I'm talking about daddy that handle his business. Nobody give a f*** about daddy. Think about everything that the real daddy does. Pay the bills, buy the food, put a f***ing roof over your head. Everything you could ever ask for. Make your world a better, safer place. And what does daddy get for all his work? The big piece of chicken. That's all daddy gets. Is the big piece of chicken. That's right. And some women don't want to give up the big piece of chicken. Who the f*** is you to keep the big piece of chicken? How dare you keep the big piece of chicken? A man can't work 12 hours and come home to a wing. When I was a kid, my mama would lose her mind if one of us ate the big piece of chicken by accident. What the fuck? You ate the big piece of chicken? Oh, Lord, no, no, no. Now I got to take some chicken and sew it up. Give me two wings and a pork chop. Daddy'll never know the difference. Just can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. I don't know, man.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew. No one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around because the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. Crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darkening the day, 12 burning McDonald's, have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom.
chests high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough, these uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. Run free with the buffalo or die. Oh, oh. Cows with guns.
Haven't been playing that one for some time, so I felt it only proper. Now, I really want to find the song, Chickens with Choppers. Ah, what a wonderful, wonderful thing it be. How we see right over here on the horizon is Imus in the morning with 1,200 hamburgers to go.
It is time now for Crime Fighter's Notebook.
Morning, McDonald's.
Hi, McDonald's Hamburgers?
Yes, it is.
this is Sergeant Kirkland of the Air National Guard, and I'd like to get some lunches to go if I possibly could.
Well, we're not open for another 2 hours, sir.
Well, what time would it be? About 10 o'clock you'd open?
Well, 10:30, sir.
Yeah, well, I wondered if I can give the order now. I need quite a few, and stop by this afternoon and pick them up.
Well, I'm just cleaning up. I'm the assistant manager.
Like to get, if I could, 1,200 hamburgers.
12? Pardon me, sir?
1,200 hamburgers is what we'd like to get. We got a troop movement scheduled one with the local colleges, and get some lunches to go.
Just a moment. I'm going to have to ask my... could you hold on for a second?
Yeah,
Sergeant,
fine.
Just a moment, sir. There's a guy here who's a sergeant with the National Guard. He wants 1,200 hamburgers.
Hello?
What should I do? Hello?
Yeah, listen. What do you think?
Well, we don't have enough meat or the buns for 1,200 hamburgers.
Well, can't you get some from the other stores?
I guess
that's the government, you know.
Yes, sir. I'll have to do that, sir.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just take the order and then get them as soon as you can, and I'll call you back in an hour or so, okay?
That would be good, sir.
All right.
You want
1,200 hamburgers. Now, listen, on 300 of those, I want you to hold the mustard, but put on plenty of mayonnaise and lettuce. Yeah. And I don't want any onions on those. And on 200, well, no, make that 201, I want you to hold the mayo and lettuce, but lay on the mustard and make those medium rare. And if on the first 300... Let's see. On the first 300, if you can cook 275 of those rare with onions and mustard and mayo and no lettuce. You got that so far?
Yeah.
No lettuce. And it's okay to hold the mustard on those either. And don't butter the buns on half of those, but put butter on about 134. Well, see, half of 275 would be 134, right? And then half of that, make it butter on the buns. We'll make it butter on the buns for 135 with no mustard or lettuce, but plenty of mayonnaise and onions. And then we want 250 just plain with no mustard or mayonnaise or lettuce or onions. Well, wait a minute. You can put lettuce on three of those and cook those medium well with no butter on the buns. And could we get some chocolate shakes for everybody? Hello?
I do believe Nowhere will be a slightly funnier, or definitely a funnier place before caller ID. You can be doing things like that and letting the poor feller twist in the wind for a while and just about pass out. Aye, we'll be cutting the commercial. Be back momentarily. We need these sponsors to help pay for the accountants that... I have got to have a conversation, a confab. I'd sit down and have a proper parlay with this feller about... We have to shorten up the show for tonight because next week there's the time... I don't be understanding how that works. We'll be figuring it out. We'll be back momentarily.
Now from the makers of Soap and a Rope, it's new Meatloaf on a String. Yes, now you can enjoy a hearty, nutritious meal of baked meatloaf even while you take a shower. Meatloaf on a String is 100% waterproof. And it tastes great. So pick up your own Meatloaf on a String today and watch for our newest product, Anvil on a Chain.
I am Prime, defender of Earth, leader of the...
Hey, Prime! The rest of the guys are in the back!
What?
Hey, Prime! Back here!
Exactly what is this place? Is the Resistance headquartered here?
He said Resistance, like Resistor.
Nah, this here be heroes.
Did someone say hero?
Hero.
Hey, Prime. I'm Jared, and this is Heroes Comic Shop. We're in Elmira Heights. It's 130 West 14th Street, to be exact. And as you can see, we have a lot of books. We have a lot of books for any taste. You know, if they make it into a comic, we carry it. So take your time. You know, look around, pick up whatever looks interesting.
Yeah, it's the world's best place to be.
Yeah, the little guy's right, Prime. And it's a good place to rest your spark.
That may be, but as long as the Earth needs to be defended, we must roll out.
Heroes Comics, for every kind of hero.
Do I see Archie Comics?
Well, I haven't been able to find the accountant yet. He's a squirrely little feller, and he moves fast, not like a rat. Maybe I should check. While I play the next couple of songs, I might just look down towards the bilge and see what I be finding down there. Might find our lawyer down there, too. That wouldn't be a surprising thing. He truly be a rat-like. This here be Irving Taylor's now, the garbage collector in Beverly Hills. That's definitely not where our lawyer come from. Well, not the big guy. I'm talking about the sleazy little feller who likes to chase ambulances. He's useful, too. The big guy's for when we get in trouble, and the other one is for causing trouble.
On top of my dump truck, I'm getting my thrill.
Collecting the garbage.
Collecting the garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Prosciutto ham. The leftover orders are piled in a stack nice and neat. The half-empty bottles of light white wine are placed by the bones of the fish, and the full-bodied red wine is placed by the bones of the meat.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
I
one look at that garbage.
One look at that garbage
will cure all your ills.
Cure all your ills.
There's such wholesome garbage.
There's such wholesome garbage.
I regret having gotten the vaccine. I really regret having gotten the vaccine. I'm sure it's fine, but I just wish when the state told me to do something, I'd be the sort of person who said no. But it turns out I'm the sort of person who says fine. I don't understand what's going on. You're telling me it's important? Okay. And all they had to do was say, you won't be allowed to go into pubs for like a month. And I was like, put it in me. That's what I'm upset about, is that I had a principle temporarily. Like, if I was in Nazi Germany, I would have stood up to the regime. I wouldn't stand up to not being able to go to a pub for a month. I would have been like, Anne Frank, she's in that attic there. I saw her. It doesn't matter what the point of principle was. The point is I would have been a chill. And that, I have to live with that for the rest of my 3 or 4 more years before I have a heart attack.
I, that there be James Donald Forbes McCann, with I regret getting the vaccine. Now, we go from vaccines to licensees. This last week, the old captain, he be dealing with licensees left and right. And some of them make him crazy. Some of them make him nuts. And some of them make him fear for his life. But that's what the old magistrates say that be needin'. And I would not be one to go against the establishment or the constabulary. Oh, not the old captain. I would never be doing that. Always make sure I have all the licensees I need so I can have me fun the way it needed be. With that, let's go to Monty Python's fish license.
Hello, I would like to buy a fish license, please.
A what?
A license for my pet fish, Eric.
How did you know my name was Eric?
No, my fish's name is Eric. Eric the fish. He's an halibut.
What?
He is an halibut.
You've got a pet halibut?
Yes, I chose him out of thousands. I didn't like the others, they were all too flat.
You must be a loony.
I am not a loony. Why should I be tired with the epithet loony merely because I have a pet halibut? I've heard tell that Sir Gerald Nabardo has a pet prawn called Simon. You wouldn't call him a loony. Furthermore, Dawn Pale thought the lady show jumper had a clam called Stafford. After the late Chancellor, Alan Bullock has 2 pikes, both called Chris, and Marcel Proust had an adduct. So if you're calling the author of A la recherche du temps perdu a loony, I shall have to ask you to step outside.
All right. A license?
Yes.
For a fish?
Yes.
You are a loony.
Look, it's a bleeding pet, isn't it? I got a license for me pet dog, Eric. I got a license for me pet cat, Eric.
You don't need a license for your cat.
I bleeding well do, and I got one. Can't be caught out though.
There is no such thing as a bloody cat license.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Isn't. Oh, bleeding got one. Look. What's that then?
This is a dog license with the word dog crossed out and cat written in crayon.
Man didn't have the right form.
What man?
The man from the cat detector van.
The loony detector van, you mean?
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
What cat detector van?
The cat detector van from the Ministry of Housing.
Housing?
It was spelt like that on the van. I'm very observant. I've never seen so many bleeding aerials. The man said their equipment could pinpoint a purr at 400 yards, and Eric, being such a happy cat, was a piece of cake.
How much did you pay for this?
60 quid and 8 for the fruit bat.
What fruit bat?
Eric the fruit bat.
Oh, your pet's called Eric.
There's nothing so odd about that. Kemal Ataturk had an entire menagerie called Abdo.
No, he didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
Oh, right.
Spoke like a gentleman, sir. Now, are you going to give me a fish license?
I promise you that there is no such thing. You don't need one.
In that case, give me a bee license.
A license for your pet bee?
Correct.
Called Eric. Eric the bee?
Nope.
No?
No. Eric the off bee. He had an accident.
You're off your chump.
Look, if you intend by that utilization of an obscure colloquialism to imply that my sanity is not up to scratch, or indeed to deny the semi-existence of my little chum, Eric the Arf B, I shall have to ask you to listen to this. Take it away, Eric the orchestra leader.
Okay, if you smoke a lot of pot, you may never become a rocket scientist. Or maybe. If you've seen some of the things that have happened recently with NASA, maybe you can. Okay, here's a fun off. Okay, the Mars lander, okay? I did the calculations in feet, but I programmed the lander in meters. Oops. So instead of landing, buried. $185 million, whoopsie. 2 years, flat. Oh, okay, here's a better one. Okay. The Hubble telescope. I forgot to put in a lens.
Read the top line. Alpha Centauri, Sirius, the rest is just a black hole.
I once called Stephen Hawking's house. Hello, this is Stephen Hawking. Yes, I'd like to leave a message. No, this is Stephen Hawking.
There be Robin Williams with Mars Lander. Now, let us go. I found something that I be looking for. I misplaced it. I should have put it in me pockets. But, well, there's nothing more we can say about that. Stan Morrison's, I just don't look good naked anymore.
I stepped out of the shower. I got a good look at myself. I'm getting bald, I got a paunch. I thought it was somebody else. Then I caught a glimpse in the mirror on the back of the bathroom door. And I just don't look good naked anymore. Then I went upstairs to that bathroom. I turned the mirror to the wall. I hung it there when I was young, trim and pretty tall. I used to stand there and pose and flex until my arms got sore. But I just don't look good naked anymore. Well, I used to go out with all the girls. I loved them one and all. But they don't stand too close to me. They're afraid that I might fall. I went to see my doctor for my annual physical exam. I stood there in the buff in front of him, and suddenly he says, "Ma'am." I says, "What is it, doc? Some fatal disease? I just got an old score." "No," he says, "you just don't look good naked anymore." My wife and I had a dance routine. Everybody says it was unique. Now it's only when we're back to back that we're dancing cheek to cheek. I went to a nudist beach to have a little fun. I laid there in my birthday suit just soaking up the sun. Then someone yelled, "A big white whale just washed up on shore." And I just don't look good naked anymore. Well, my arch just fell and my chest went to hell and my butt's been dragging the floor. And I just don't look good naked anymore. Well, my arches fell and my chest went to hell and my butt's been dragging the floor. And I just don't look good naked anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real thugs never die, know what I'm saying? Never give up the life, motherfucker. Uh-huh. Gangsters for life.
Yes, of course, Mr. Jackson. Now it's time for your sponge bath.
But you hold out on me?
What?
I'll smack your ass in the next week. You don't give me what's mine.
Oh, someone's cranky. Did you miss your nap today?
I'm a rough and tumble thug, slinging drugs. drugs. I'm a hardcore gangster, banging on my block with my buds, pimping with the big jugs. I'm that type, I sell the big guns, but I can't wipe myself. I'm 97 years old, got an artificial hip with corrective shoes, walking the gangster lips. Gold jeans, gold teeth, and I shot them till they gleam. Got gold plated knobs on my oxygen machine. Loosen up my straps when it's time to take a nap. Get a bottle of medicine and I'll bust its cap. Go full throttle down the hall. Will you see me in my low riding wheelchair with the 20 inch rims? Give me them and I'll knock out your teeth. And I won't give them back till I put them beneath my ass crack. Chew on that for a while and then you'll know why. We mean it when we say real cheese never die. I get a deep sponge bag from a beautiful staff. That's a life for a tired gangster. I run the halls of the home like the Emperor of Rome.
Don't mess with a retired gangster.
I sell pills that can beat anything on the street.
That's the life of a retired gangster.
And I don't take no flack, so just stay the hell back.
Don't mess with a retired gangster.
Yeah, you better give me my money. I'll slap the shit out of you and your colostomy bag.
Ah, you tell that hoe. What?
I got bitches and hoes lined up into rows, but it's a pity that their titties hang down to their toes. They're just pretty little grandmas shaking their bods, and the Parkinson's means they get the best hand. You can decide how she looks when she arrives. Blonde, brunette, dentures, or glass eyes. All my women have a skin with a delightful texture. If you need a pacemaker, though, that'll be extra. When I used to work the street, my hoops were strung out of crack. Now I give them all Demerol and Prozac. And if they pull out their backs, you get an extra half an hour. Just be sure your ventilator doesn't run out of power. Some of the girls think they're too old to strip, but I don't wanna hear no lip about your brain to break your hip. Just because you're in a rest home don't mean you can rest, ho. Get your ass out of that dress, work your chest, ho. I get a deep sponge bath from a beautiful staff.
That's the life of a retired gangster.
I run the halls of the home like the Emperor of Rome.
Don't mess with a retired gangster.
I sell pills that can beat anything on the street.
That's the life of a retired gangster.
And I don't take the flack, so just stay the hell back.
Don't mess with a retired gangster.
Old school player, and I have to confess that these biddies look pretty with the Sunday dress down on the floor, bunched around their ankles. They get a sponge bath daily so that they don't stink. They got more lined up in the ICU. They may not see you, but there's nothing they can't do except get over the flu or get out of bed. So when you're through, check her pulse and make sure she ain't dead. My hoes love me though, cause I'm quite the dynamo. Just plug in the defibrillator and away we go. We do a little foreplay with my removable teeth so I can bite her in places that other people can't reach. This is the life, no one cares if I reek. I don't even have to get out of bed to take a leak, and I never have to walk. Got a motorized chair with hydraulics and a 20-inch rim on the spare. I run everything on the second floor, from the vending machine down towards the cancer ward, and I defend what's mine with the power of my nine every time, and I remind them with this nursery rhyme. Stupid motherfucker got in my way. Stupid motherfucker got shot today. All the home's doctors and all the home's nurses couldn't do shit except call for some hearses. I get a titty sponge bath from a beautiful staff.
That's the life of a retired gangster.
I run the halls of the home like the Emperor of Rome.
Don't mess with a retired gangster.
I sell pills that can beat anything on the street.
That's the life of a retired gangster.
And I don't take no flack, so just stay the hell back.
Don't mess with a retired gangster.
I get a titty sponge bath from a beautiful staff.
That's the life of a retired gangster.
I run the halls of the home like the Emperor of Rome.
Don't mess with a retired gangster.
I sell pills that can beat anything on the street.
That's the life of a retired gangster.
And I don't take the flack, so just stay the hell back.
Don't mess with a retired gangster.
No, don't mess with them. You can't mess with the gangster. It don't matter if he's retired or not. Get a cap in your ass or something. This thing's fun.
Hi, Herbie. Sudden death with rest home gangsters. Now, you think Grandpapa might be getting a little down with it, getting jiggity or something like that. Well, consider this. What if you be your own Grandpapa? Yep, that be a possibility. Lorenzo and Oscar would, I'm the own Grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. My wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Aye, that be a true classic. I actually be asking a person who knows that genealogies, and they say it's possible, just not probable. But we don't want to know all the details are, but we do be knowing that we be needing to find that stinking accountant, that little sleazy, weaselly little accountant, and ask him a question or two. Well, I be going right to commercial momentarily, while I continue to search for the accountant.
Squatch Den.
Oh, far out, man. Hey, man, the store is empty. Hey, man, they'll close, man.
Hey, man, they ain't closed. They're just... Hey, man, they're closed. Aw, oh, man, what are we gonna do?
Well, man, I was tripping for a new shirt, man.
Hey, man, and I wanted that new Lowrider album.
Oh, man, what are we gonna do?
Fear not, citizens, for Hero is here. I overheard you with my superhero hearing and proceeded with prodigious speed to help you with your perilous plight.
Far out, man.
Hey, man, his underwear is like on the outside.
What are those socks, man?
If you are in preponderance for that purveyor of discus-style music, then you need to go where they now call home, for home is no longer where it was.
What?
The Squatch Den has moved to the Arnett Mall.
Around
They're
here.
Next door to Ruby Tuesdays.
The where?
Here, let me.
Hey!
Well, my work here is done.
Wow, man. Oh, far out, dude. Oh, what a way to get high. Oh.
Hey, man, I think I might have lost a dingo ball back there. That red light was really close, man. Oh, wow, man. Hey, look, it's a record store.
Hey, guys, where you been?
Hey, did you know that your shop is closed?
Yeah, you closed up shop and, like, everything, man.
Don't worry, we're still here. We just moved to the Arnett Mall.
Really?
Yep, we just moved. The Squatch Den has vinyl records, T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, even A-tracks. And we have our own online radio station. Be sure to check us out at squatchden.com.
Sweet.
Oh, far out, man. Is that... Oh, wow, man. Check it out, man. Is that a vinyl store?
Oh, man.
Squatch Den.
Well, if he had true frustration, I heard some scurrying about in some of the racking. But I don't see him anywhere. But we'll be finding that our accountant at some point. He can't hide forever, no matter what he be trying to do. While we search high and low, so he can thoroughly explain why we have to shorten the show because of daylight savings time for next week, we'll go to the great Luke Ski's 88 lines about 44 Simpsons.
Now listen up, you deep watching cartoon junkies.
Lisa is a clever girl. She's got heart and lots of brains.
Bart is a troublemaker, giving teachers headache pains.
Marge is the perfect mother, making kids a yummy sandwich.
Homer is a model father, but he has no brain to damage.
Nothing to do with men.
Selma is a twin sister to walking carcinogens.
Grandpa is cantankerous. His complaints are getting bigger.
Maggie is the silent type. She's the one who pulled the trigger.
Smithers is his right-hand man, his lifestyle's alternative.
Flanders is the next-door neighbor, oakley-oakley-do.
Mo runs the local tavern, he'll pour you another brew.
Barney was a belching loser, filling up on different beers.
Milhouse looks just like that kid who used to be on Wonder Years.
Martin is the prissy type, no one loves him but his ma.
Nilsson is the local bully, he's the one that says...
Ha ha!
Education is a farce.
Willie is the Scottish groundsman. He'll tell you to
move your arse.
Seymour Skinner loves his mother. Perfect Norman Pace Hotel.
Reverend Lovejoy is the preacher. He says we'll all burn in hell.
Chief Wiggum and his squad make Barney Fife look like McBain.
Marvin Monroe cured neurosis with electrodes to the brain.
Otto is the school bus driver. No one knows just what he's on.
Quiggy Marks run by a poo. Nahasa Pima Petalon.
Everybody!
Thank you, come again!
Mayor Quimby, politician, all your votes will extort.
Lionel Hutt's a bad attorney, he'll get you contempt of court.
Kent Brockman reads the news with a crazy debonair.
Ralph's nosebleeds would stop if he kept his finger out of there.
Itchy is a cartoon mouse who has some violent tendencies.
Scratchy is his kitty victim, mashed him into cottage cheese.
Krusty will get lots of laughs when he hits your head with a hammer.
Sideshow Bob's a psychopath who uses proper Kelsey grammar.
Pranks he will be planning.
Sideshow Mel got the concussion when he got shot from a cannon.
Dr. Hibbert, he
He will treat you, fix it up, and make it nice.
Dr. Nick will do it quicker at a bargain basement price.
Cletus is a slack-jawed yokel farming dirt to feed his king.
Troy McClure, a washed-up actor, you can see him starring in
Radioactive Man versus Mutant Ninja Mates.
Hi, Moisten, Gain, and Glavin.
Those words are Professor Frakes.
Kodos is from outer space, shows up every Halloween.
Kang is a mutant brother laughing over Earth cuisine.
Bumblebee Man.
No es bueno.
His pain will go on forever.
Comic book guy heard this disc and said,
worst album ever.
88 lines about 44 Simpsons.
Don't!
Ha ha!
Well, one of the crew members just momentarily said he be seeing that dirty, rotten little scoundrel, the accountant. He said he saw him scurrying out towards the docks. I'll be right after him momentarily. Here, I'll play something. I'll be right back momentarily.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Heather Tonette from Tacoma, Washington writes, Dear Dr. Science, when I was 12, I won first place at our local science fair with my exhibit on volcanic action. I made the volcano out of paper mache, and the eruption was simply baking soda and vinegar. Lately, I've been thinking that maybe I'm some kind of genius who is way ahead of his time with this thing. Do you think I could write a book or maybe have my own TV or radio show?
Yes, by all means, go for it. Of course you're some kind of genius. You're a master of self-delusion. You've found a way to turn the most mediocre accomplishments into stunning victories. You know that it's not what you know, it's how you feel about it. Your mind has the amazing ability to simply not see what you don't want to look at. From your way of looking, you're a genius, therefore, if you can only get other people to believe so, you really are one. Oh, I'd recommend getting a ghostwriter to help you with the book, since it does take some skill to fill a couple hundred pages with words that fit together. But then a publicist will arrange the TV and radio appearances, which will lead to job offers. Hey, see you at the top.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
And most people out there are one drink away from ending up in jail. I don't drink dark liquor at all. Don't drink dark liquor. If I'm going to drink anything that I don't really drink, but if I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink a margarita. That's it. Nobody goes to jail on margarita. They sell you a pitcher or margarita. Do they sell you a pitcher of Hennessy? Hell no. If you buy a pitcher of Hennessy, you going straight to prison. You going to skip jail. You just going to just wind up in prison. Like, man, I get here. You drank a pitcher of Hennessy. Dark liquor and attitude get your ass in trouble. So we coming out the club, my cousin talking loud, X, Y, and Z, and the officer says, hey, brother, can you lower your voice? Because you're being loud and belligerent. And we were, you know what I'm saying? Because we happy. My cousin want to stand right by the officer and talk, say, hey, man, don't tell me how to talk and how loud to talk, and step towards the officer. The officer said, hey, boy. Don't do that. Don't take another step towards me. And I'm a stun gun your ass. My cousin, man, on that liquor, hey, the hell you mean you gonna stun gun me? Margaritas. I got good understanding. I'm margarita. I slay down. I say, hey, stun gun. I mean, he gonna electrocute you, dog. He about to electrocute you. That's what he's trying to do. Electrocution is about to happen, son. But I knew what happened. My cousin in the fraternity. And that man said, don't step towards him. And I know that's all my cousin heard was don't step. Because his response was, man, don't tell me not to goddamn step. I step all over the as soon as he spun around, that man stun gunned his ass. And what I'm mad about, my cousin's going to grab me. And now we both. I done fought a lot. I done had a lot of fights. You look at my face, I got all type of scars and scratches. I done earned each and every last one of them. Now, I ain't never been bullied. I had a good mama. I had a good parent that said, hey, ain't no bullying in life for us, baby. You're going to be too small to get bullied. You're going to be tough. My mama grabbed me. I'm about six years old. I'm walking through the house. My mama grabbed me by my shirt. Hey, boy, tell you something. Either you fight in the street or you fight me. I'm like, what you heard? I'm six. So So you learn that you gonna fight. I never got bullied, man. Let me tell you a story. I'm at the basketball court. Me and this dude get into it. I beat him up. His three brothers come back, jump on me, beat me up. I go home. I'm sitting on the couch. My mama walked in. Hey, boy, what's wrong with you? I say, these three boys jumped on me at the basketball court. You know what I'm saying? She said, they damn sure whooped your ass. Got you in here looking like Cuba Gooding Jr. And Boys in the Hood after Ricky got killed. If you never saw the movie, that mean I had blood all over me. So mama told my sister, hey, go get my purse. We about to go back down there. And I'm sitting there like this. I don't go back down there. I just told you, they jumping on people down there. I just told you that. My mama said, get your up, boy. You know how embarrassing it is to walk to a fight with your mama and your sister? You don't even want to go. You walking slow. You want to bring your on. Get down. The mama say, point them out. My mama got them boys together. Leave me a little ignorant, but let me tell you something. You don't jump on my damn son. You want to fight my son right now, one-on-one. I was like that. Five fights in one day? I told mama on the side. Let me talk to you. I told mama, hey. I thought you was coming down here to fight. I said, what is in your purse? Because we gonna need it. Whatever's in your purse, we gonna need it. My mama made me fight them boys. I beat up two of them and lost the third fight out of pure exhaustion. Don't nobody have no damn five fights in one day.
Aye, sometimes you'll be needing to learn how to deal with bullies. And then other times you have to deal with a kind of bully that be more like an accountant or a lawyer or somebody at a constabulary. They're the kind that you can't quite take into an alleyway quite so easily. There. But when you're dealing with the old gangster life, there sometimes be ways to pilot things around. That'll be all it eeks with when your mom forces you to fight a bully. Now, we'll keep it real, as they say. I know the old ways of keeping it real. But Weird Al Yankovic's Amish Paradise.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all blame. Cleaning up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain, and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're all crazy Mennonites living in an Amish paradise. There's no cops or traffic lights living in an Amish paradise. But you'd probably think it bites living in an Amish paradise.
So you think you're bad with your rap? Well, I'll tell ya, pilgrim, I started the crap. When you were in diapers and wetting the sheets, I was at the Ponderosa rapping to the beat. Da ha, da ha, da ha, 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 ha. Sure, I rustled some cattle and tended the sheep, but my main concern was rapping to the beat. I don't bother nobody, I'm a real nice guy, kinda laid back like a dead fly. Da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha. I'm talking here and now. Later for the cattle and rustling the cow. If I had a chance to do a repeat, you can bet your sweet bippy I'd be rapping to the beat. Da ha, da ha, da ha, ha, ha. Que pasa, amigos? Not a pasa, I see. 200 punks, well what you gonna do? I got 2 6 shooters that'll see me through. That's 12 dead and 188 pallbearers. Da ha, da ha, da ha, 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 ha. What I do on your grave won't pass for flowers either. Now Curtis Blow, Run DMC, you haven't heard a rap till you heard it from me. I'm the baddest rapper in history, and there'll be no more after me. Da ha, da ha, da ha. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Santa Barbara that is, swimming pools and movie stars. Well, the first thing you know, Ron's the president. The kinfolk said, Ron, move away from there. Said in the White House is where you ought to be. So he loaded up the Lincoln and he moved to D.C. Washington that is. Politicians taking a sip, foreign dignitaries taking a trip, high tax and plenty Cadillacs. Da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha. Now you see me in my movies doing my thing, but deep in my heart I've wanted to sing. Way down up on the Swanee River, far, far away. Tit willow, tit willow. Well, I don't think that's your style, but I'll tell ya, pilgrim, I'm versatile. Aretha Franklin, Aretha Franklin, Aretha Franklin, let me rock ya, let me rock ya, Aretha Franklin, let me rock ya, Aretha Franklin, that's all I wanna do, Aretha Franklin. Da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha. Oh, I'm filling the groove now, pilgrim. Party over here. Party over there. There's nothing to it the way we do it. Whoop, whoop. East Coast. West Coast. Texas. Every time I put on pants, I tell ya, pilgrim, I wanna dance. I put a quarter in the juke. Then I commenced to doing the duke. Da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha. It's pretty easy, as you can see. Just move your arms kinda freely. Do a pause and take a step, and just be sure the beat is kept. Da ha, da ha, da ha. I was at the Ponderosa rapping to the beat, trying to cool off from the desert heat. I discovered something really neat. The Duke has moves with his feet. Da ha, da ha, da ha. I want plenty of ladies with my charms, but they like me the most for the moves of my arms. Whoa, whoa. I'm gonna rap in the east, gonna rap in the west. I'll show ya, pilgrim, who's the best. Nothing to it, the way we do it. Skibble a bebop, weebop, Scooby-Doo. Guess what, America, we love you. Da ha, da ha, da ha. Da ha, da ha, da ha. Da ha, da ha, da ha, 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 ha. Everybody, da ha, da ha, da ha, ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha, da ha.
Well, that there is what we old favorites. Sean Brown with as AKA the Rappin' Duke with the Rappin' Duke. He be really keeping it real, as the kiddies say. Aye, and as soon as I find that no good accountant, I'll be letting it. What?
Oh, Bobby, it was such a good thing to see the accountant. He gave us fair warning. I have to come down a little early to sing this song. He's such a nice gentleman. And you know, he's real smart with the money. With the money, he helped save us. He taking nice trip to Barbados. Ain't that nice? Oh, and the way he explained everything makes total sense, don't you think? Anyway, I sings now. Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on their toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Drop topping, playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop making pop. DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, 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 oh. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick talk on the clock, but the party don't stop. Oh, 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 oh. Ain't got a care in the world, but got plenty of beer. Ain't got no money in my pocket, but I's already here. Now the dudes are lining up, cause they know we got swagger. But we kicks them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking everybody getting crunk. Boy, try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he's getting too drunk. Now, we go until they kick us out. Or the polling shut us down. Polling shut us down! Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Oh, whoa, oh, 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 oh. You build me up, you break me down. Mine heart, it pounds, yeah, you got me. mit mein hands up. You got me now. You got that sound. Yeah, you's got me. You build me up. You break me down. Mein heart, it pounds. Yeah, you got me. Mit mein hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Now the party don't start till I walks in. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, whoa, whoa, oh, whoa, whoa, oh.
Well, I do believe we've been tortured well enough. Not like the accountant will be. Good night.
So just chill till the next episode.